So today we are going to continue our Bible study as usual. We're going to study today Mark chapter 3. Please turn to Mark chapter 3. Those people around, please help those who cannot turn the Bible. Please
我们查考第七节到三十五节
Verse 7 to 35 will be our passage for study today.
在 白板上面我分列变成三个归纳变成三个阶段
So we have three sections that we have separated on board. The verses 7 to 12, 13, 19, 20 to 35.
然后学习完这段以后我们就查考我们其中一个基本教义。
And after we study this passage, then we are going to talk about one of our basic beliefs.
就是主耶稣是谁。
And who is Jesus?
然后呢，我们就接着就会听一个见证。
And then finally, we will have a sister to testify for us this afternoon.
好，我们现在就请大家翻到马可福音第三章。
So everyone, please turn to Mark chapter 3.
从第七节，我们就一个人念一节，好不好？
From verse 7 onwards, everyone, please read. Take turns to read one verse.
我先念第一节，马可福音第三章第七节，耶稣和门徒退到海边去，有许多人从加利利跟随他。第八节。Verse
8.
对。 十二节了。 第十八节。
Hi.
二十一。
耶稣的亲属从前就来他那里，他们说他癫狂了。
Verse 36. And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, He is possessed by Jesus, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons.
And verse 23. Jesus summoned these men.Using proverbs, they all understood. How can Satan cast out Satan?
Verse 25. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
36. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand.
No one can enter a strong man's house when a fire is built, because he binds the strong man, and then he will render his house.
Mark chapter 3, verse 28, but that's okay. We can go on to the next person. Okay.
Okay. The next person, Chong Wen, as I say.
Chong Wen.
二十九。
圣灵的却容不得受难，那要担当永远的罪。
这话是因为他们说他是被魔鬼附的神。
观看那周围说我的人，说看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。
好，感谢主。现在我们要查考一个阶段。Okay.
So, we will study on one passage at a time now.
首先，这里有几个人呐、啊？ So, 这里好像有很多的人，对不对？
We can see that there's a lot of characters in the story, right?
现在我们注意那个从第七节开始到十二节。
From verse 7 going to 12.
你可以指出哪一些人吗？在这里，主耶稣。
Can you say who are the characters in this passage, verse 7 to 12? Jesus?
对。
Yes.
来，还有吗？
Who else in this passage? Go ahead, just say it.
Disciples?
对。
门徒。还有呢？撒旦啊 ，Satan，
好，还有呢？这里很拥挤，对不对？这个现在主耶稣在医治一些人，还有赶鬼，然后这个情景就是很拥挤。
Do you see that there's so many people? There's a great multitude, so many crowds crushing Jesus, right?
所以有一个众人，对不对？众人在这里。拥挤着他。
We see that word, great multitude, that is crushing around Jesus.
在亚洲的时候， 我们比较多人，我们去菜市场，有没有感觉到被人家推着走，因为很拥挤。
Do you recall sometimes when you're in Asian countries, there's so many people, sometimes when you go to the marketplace, the crowds will push you along. Even if you don't want to go along, you still have to be pushed along.
所以这个情景现在主耶稣站着，大家一直推着他 and 试着要摸着他。
So you see in this passage, a lot of people are surrounding Jesus, even pushing Jesus away.
从八节到第十节这里。
And from verse 8,
我们可以看出来，来的人不只是犹太人。
We can see that the people who came are not just the Jewish people，
而是一些根本就是从外地、外国外邦人，不是犹太人，不认识耶稣的人。
And there's also Gentiles from foreign countries, people who do not even know about Jesus。
他们是听见有一个人叫做主耶稣。
But they have all heard the famous person called Jesus Christ.
他这个人可以医病。
He can heal.
可以赶鬼。
He can cast out demons.
还有做一些不可能发生的事情的神迹。
He can perform many miracles they have never heard was seen before.
所以这些众人有些都还没有听到主耶稣的教训。
And so many of them have never even heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们只知道有一个人耶稣，他很会医治病人。
They only know that there is a person like Jesus who can really heal other people.
我有可能有病，我也要接近他，就近他。
And so when they heard this news, maybe they had someone who was sick. Maybe they themselves were sick. They came to look for Jesus too.
所以他们一直来这里，就是要看他、摸他的，希望得到医治。
Because they came here so they can maybe touch him, see Jesus, and maybe experience Jesus in their lives.
在这个地方也有刚才Marianne 说有撒旦，对不对？有叫做 unclean spirit.
So we also see in verse 11 that there is the work of the unclean spirits in here too.
乌鬼，对不对？乌鬼就是指着撒旦。
These unclean spirits are demonic. They belong to the kingdom of Satan.
这个乌鬼他们知道主耶稣是谁。
These unclean spirits knew and recognized who Jesus really was.
他想要讲出来，你就是神的儿子。他十一节那里说你是神的儿子。
Verse 11, they cried out saying, "You are the Son of God."
但是十二节主耶稣就说，叫他们不要把他显露出来，停止叫。
But in verse 12, it says Jesus sternly warned them that they should not make him known.
为什么？
Why did Jesus stop?
大家知道为什么主耶稣把叫他们不要再讲了吗？
Why do you think that Jesus did not want them to say who he was?
他是主耶稣是神，为什么不要让他讲出来呢？让他自己更有名。
If Jesus is in fact the Son of God, why would not Jesus want these unclean spirits to proclaim his name and his status?The time has not come yet.
什么时候还没有到？
What time? The appointed time for others to know who Lord Jesus is.
非常好，对。
Very good answer.
时间还没有到，为什么？
Because God's time has not arrived yet.
因为主耶稣来到这个世上，就是要传好信息，让每个人得救，对不对？
Because Lord Jesus came into this world to preach the gospel about the kingdom of heaven so everyone can be saved.
他在这个地方呢，他还没有启示给大家，还没有显露出来，他就是那位神。
He has not yet chosen to reveal himself that he himself is God himself.
如果这个时候他告诉大家说他就是神的话，
If at this time Jesus told everyone, I am in fact God,
那个想要害耶稣的人，就是嫉妒耶稣的那个宗教的权势，就开始要害他。
Then all the Pharisees and the religious leaders will think of some way to murder Jesus before his appointed time.
他的话都还没有传出去，他就已经被害。
And before his message has even gone out, then he has already been ended his life.
但是魔鬼就要这么做，魔鬼就是要故意把他讲出来，让他不能够把这个讯息、把这个福音传开，就已经被害这样。
So the purpose of Satan is to hurt him, harm him before the time is up, so he can be stopped from spreading his gospel in time.
既然主耶稣是神，当然他知道他们的 他们的主意，他就叫他们停止这么做。
And since Jesus is God Himself, He knows about this evil plan of Satan, so He knows that He needs to avoid their trap.
后来主耶稣才跟彼得显现说：“你认为我是谁呢？”
And so that's why Jesus said to Peter later on, "Who do you think I am?"
And Peter 就回答：“你就是永生神的儿子。”
And Peter replied, "You are the Son of the Living God."
然后呢？后来时机到了啊，主耶稣才告诉大家：“我就是神的儿子，我就是神。”
And so when the time was finally fulfilled, that's when Lord Jesus Christ revealed Himself, "I am God."
然后那个想要悖逆的那些人就开始害他。后来就被钉在十字架。
And as soon as Jesus Christ revealed Himself, that's when the plans were put into action to murder Jesus.
Okay.
By the religious leaders.
然后在这里呢，主耶稣也是我还有一些就是十四节哈，十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
十四节这里，主耶稣选召了一些门徒，对不对？
So Jesus appointed 12 disciples.
想要问大家，读圣经的时候，门徒跟使徒有什么区别啊？
That when you're reading the Bible, you notice sometimes the Bible uses the word disciples, other times it uses apostle. What is the difference?
这个就是先有一个背景，让大家先晓得，以后我们读圣经的话，我们就有更深的。
We need to understand the distinction so that when we read the Bible in the future, it will help us understand the term of apostle and disciple.
有谁能够告诉我什么是什么是
Can anyone explain the difference between apostle and disciple?
有没有人？不然我就叫名字了哦。Hey, Mariana, can you tell me? based on your understanding.Pretty close.
他就是说，使徒是神，主耶稣亲自拣选的，然后，门徒是其他相信主耶稣、跟随主耶稣的人，是这样子吗？
使徒哦。
So, apostle.
按照十四节来讲。
Disciple, according to verse 14.
就是被差派的人，使徒的意思就是被差派。
So the meaning of the word apostle means those who are sent.
差派来传福音，传神的道。
Those who are sent to preach the gospel of Christ.
犹大Judas Iscariot, okay, 那个加略的犹大出卖主耶稣以后，他已经去世以后，有一个新的使徒代替他。
So after Judas Iscariot committed sin, he was cut off from the group, and they had to find a new apostle to take his place.
后来保罗，主耶稣已经升天了，保罗也称他自己是使徒。
And later on, after Jesus ascended to heaven, a person that was also called by God to be apostle was Paul.
Okay, 因为他是被差派来传神的福音。
Because he was called especially to preach the gospel of Christ.
Okay, 那门徒呢？有时候圣经也是指着这十二位跟主耶稣最靠近的人叫做门徒。为什么叫做门徒？门徒是什么意思？
Now, sometimes these apostles were also called disciples. What does disciples mean?
门徒的意思就是受教者。
Disciples meaning is those who are taught.
Okay.那这个表示什么？
So what does this mean?
这十二个人同时也叫做使徒，也叫做门徒。
These 12 are also called apostles. They're also called disciples.
表示虽然你是被差派做神的工的人
so that even though you're commissioned to preach the gospel, sent out to do God's work,
但是你还是要一直不断的学习受教
But you need to continue to learn and be a disciple to continually learn from God.
因为我们学习是一个A lifetime process. 学习是用这整个生命的时间，一定要一直学习。
Because it'll take us a lifetime process to learn to be a disciple of God.
Okay. 然后我们回到这个经节，这里也有主耶稣的家属。
We also see in the verses talks about the family of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的家属很关心他，他的那个身，怕他身心疲惫啊。
Lord Jesus' fleshly brothers and mother was very worried that he will be exhausting himself.
因为他没有时间吃饭。
Because he didn't even have time to eat.
还有我看时间，我要更快一点 ，OK？ 还有这些这个地方也有那个文士。
And also, there's also religious leaders here.
文士是敌对主耶稣的一帮人。
And these scribes and Pharisees are opposed to Jesus, were his enemies.
好，以上所说的这些人呐，就是把主耶稣当作是一个老师，能一个可以行神迹、可以医治的人。
So these people treated Jesus as someone who is a miracle worker, someone who performs things.
一个可以医治人的，不一定是知道他的教训，但是这个人是可以医治别人的。
They think of Jesus as someone who is a healer.
在这个地方我要指出来就是主耶稣不但在圣经里面能够医治我们的病啊。
So we can see that Lord Jesus Christ has the power to heal our diseases.
虽然直到今天我们也能够感觉到主耶稣医治我们的病。
And even today when we pray to Lord Jesus Christ, he can also heal our diseases today.
我妈妈就是以前哦她是一个很紧张的人很容易紧张。
My mother is also a very nervous person who continues to have anxiety issues.
紧张到哦，有时候就常常就会那个胃酸过多在她的胃里面。
And because she's so stressed all the time, she has a lot of ulcers in her stomach.
她那个胃酸的水那个 acid.
And her acid level is so high.
有时候就不能吃饭，更辣的就更不用讲，辣的东西一点都不能动。
So sometimes it's so bad she cannot even eat, and sometimes she cannot even eat spicy food or anything.
她去看医生，医生要插一个管子到她的那个胃里面，抽出那个太多的胃酸水。
And so when she went to the doctor even have to use a special device to go inside her stomach and pull out the excess acid.
有时候还给她镇定剂。
And sometimes give her some
tranquilizer
to calm her.
后来她信主以后，信主耶稣以后。
And after she believed in Jesus Christ,
尤其是领受圣灵以后。
After she received, especially receiving the Holy Spirit,
这些毛病都没有了。
She no longer had anxiety issues, no more ulcers and acid reflux.
不再是做一个紧张的人。
She no longer has to be a very anxious person anymore.
酸甜苦辣也可以吃。
And she can eat spicy, sour, sweet, anything now.
所以感谢主。
So thank God for healing her.
好，现在在这一段有什么问题吗？
Is there any questions about this section?
还是有要补充的？
About this passage of the Bible, any kind of supplementary thoughts?
我看那个中文使徒翻译的还不错，使就是好像大使啊，还是使者，就是有差派的意思。
So I think the Chinese word for apostle is very good. It enhances the meaning of someone who is sent as a messenger of God.
OK, 然后好。现在我们要学那个我们看13节到19节。Right?
Let's look at verse 13 to 19.
这个刚才我说过那个使徒跟那个门徒的不同。
We mentioned the difference between apostle and disciple.
这些门徒啊，虽然他们灵性那个时候还没有成熟，但是主耶稣也把他们差派出去。
And even though these 12 disciples at that time did not have very high spirituality, they were very immature. Even so, God still, Jesus still sent them out to preach the gospel.
忍耐他们的软弱,
so Lord Jesus was very patient dealing with their weakness.
以后他们就变成大有能力的工人,
and later on, they became very powerful workers of God after they received the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 好, 在这个 category, 这个阶段有, 有要补充的吗?
Any,
13节到19节,
from verse 13 to 19, anyone else want to add anything? If not, we will move on.
下一步就到20节到35节。
Let's move on to the passage of verse 20 to
35.
So the question is 19. Why would Jesus pick a disciple that will betray him?
因为主耶稣, 这个 卖主耶稣的人总是要有一个人, 对不对?
Because it was prophesied that there will be one who will betray him.
在那个旧约也是有预言, 有一个人会卖主耶稣, 用30两银子卖主耶稣。
In the Old Testament, so does this mean that there is a predestination, that you are already predestined to do certain things wrong.
但是没有预定到是这个人,这个伽略的犹太人。
So there is a prophecy, someone will betray him for 30 shekels of silver, but that does not mean this person specifically is forced to do what he's told to do here. He actually has a choice.
因为是,
yeah, go ahead. 我们现在了解一下，就是说主耶稣是神，对不对？所以当他那时候祷告的时候，他也是借着祷告的时候，他才整晚祷告，才选这个犹大。Jesus
is God, and he prayed the whole night long before he chose Judas.
那所以他应该选的人是照着圣灵的旨意。When
he chose the disciples, it's according to the Holy Spirit's will.
那而且他那时候也爱犹大，所以他也 爱他到底，所以约翰福音13章说他还洗他的脚，要让他知道说他爱他到底。
So Jesus loved Judas and loved him to the end. That's why in John chapter 13, it says Jesus performed foot washing and loved them to the end.
那其实主耶稣这个事情也有跟犹大提醒好几次。The Lord Jesus, 你要看13章，他讲了最少4次跟犹大这样。The
Lord Jesus also reminded Judas not to do that for three times at least in the John chapter 13.
Okay, 所以我们现在要了解有两件事情。
Today we shall know two things.
Okay, 神是神, 所以他知道以前, 现在, 将来, 对他来讲, 时间就好像一个画, 你知道像那个, 以前的那个电影, 那个, 可以把它直接这样拉开, 你就看, 前面后面, 都全部这样拉开, 可以看到, 对不对?
So Jesus is God. He knows from the beginning to the end, not from in the past to the future, just like a progression of events in a movie.
Mm-hmm. 可是, 可是我们人也有我们自己的自由律。
However, as human beings, we have our free will.
那主耶稣很希望说给我们这个自由, 让我们自己做一个决定。
So the Lord Jesus wants us to make our decision.
那他像譬如说他今天选你来真教会听他的真道。
For example, today he called you to come to the True Jesus Church to listen to God's words.
他是神, 他可以看到以后你会不会信。
He is God. He will understand in the future, will you believe?
可是这个也是要看你自己做的决定。
But this also relies upon your own decision.
所以一个人的 consequence, 他的结果也是靠一方面神本来就看得到, 这不是说神预定他要这样子做, 而是说神,因为他是神, 他可以已经这个整个 movie, 这整个
电影，这个电影好像这一个电影，他全部都看过，他知道会发生什么，可是他还是会一直跟你提醒，希望你可以做一个不同的决定。 So God already knows the progression of events, like in the movie. However, he wants that you make the decision according to his will.
那最清楚在圣经解释有像这样子，就是像西西家王，神已经跟他说你要死了。
The most obvious example in the Bible is in the example of the king Hezekiah.
在旧约的时候，可是西西家王他跟神说：“你可怜我，再让我活。”就神又给他十五年，可是那不是神本来要给他的。
In the beginning, so he was about to die, but God extended his life upon his request. God extended his life for another 15 years, which was not God's original intent.
所以说，就是说，有时候可能神看说你这个人不会得救，可是假如今天你有心愿意靠近神，那神也可以变呢。
So, for example, today if God thinks that this you will not repent, but today if you decide that you want to draw near Him, God will change.
就像他不是叫约拿去跟尼尼微说，你们三天后就会我把你毁灭，因为你们都不听话，对不对
？Just like God told the city of Nineveh that they will be destroyed in 3 days.
那这是神的预知，已经要给他们毁灭，对不对
？This is God's intention for them to destroy them.
可是神不没有想到他们三天内大家会尽时悔改。
But no one had thought that within 3 days they fasted and repented.
从王到最小的 baby 到动物，大家都不吃饭不喝东西。
From the highest level, the king, to the lowest level of people, the animals all refused to eat.
所以神变了他的心。
So God relented, changed his heart.
可是这尼尼微城以后有没有被毁灭？有。
But whether
还是以后被毁灭。
The city of Nineveh was destroyed in the future. Yes, it was destroyed.
Okay.
Okay.好，所以神的预定也要用我们的回应来那个决定。
神愿万人得救。God's will is that everyone can be saved. So God has a plan for this world. So His plan for this world is God's predestination or destiny for the whole mankind.Now, if everyone can believe in Jesus according to God's will, that everyone be saved, not perish, then everyone is following the predestination of God. God will never destine someone not to be saved. God is willing everyone believes and be saved. 谢谢。Right, we all know that God has given us a free will to make our choice. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, because of the constraint of the...
So I think for Judas to do what he did, he was very cruel to Jesus, even though Jesus was very good to him.Why would Jesus want to choose him when he is so bad?
因为刚才说过，就是主耶稣已经祷告的时候，在选门徒的时候已经禁食祷告，是神的旨意，给他一个机会。
So we want to say God's love and mercy chose him, even though maybe he would betray him. Maybe Jesus thought that this will be a chance that he would not do what he does. Right? Maybe we don't know.
Yeah, 我们。
可能主耶稣就是因为他可能会做这个事情，他特地爱他，是不是？给他一个机会。
给他一个机会。Yeah.
因为其实我们每一个人都有罪，你假如说违背只有犹大没有，我们每一个人都有犹大在里面。
好，下一个经节 我要 指出来的，就是让大家晓得以后我们读圣经就比较熟悉。
OK。
二十二节就是这里有一帮人叫做文士，对不对
？So in verse 22 it talks about the scribes. These are the people who copy the Bible. They know the Bible very well.
文士就是抄写圣经的。
And the scribes copy the scriptures.
不但如此，他们也分解律法。
And they also specify the regulations and observing the law.
他们就是好像律法上的教师。
They are the teachers of the law.
从以斯拉记的以斯拉那边就开始有这个文士。
The first one to be a scribe to teach others about law of God was Ezra in the Old Testament.
直到两百年以后，那个亚历山大攻打那个巴勒斯坦的时候就没有文士了。
And the scribes ended after 200 AD when Alexander the Great destroyed Palestine.
文士也可以做那个，就好像今天的。好像律师哦。
So scribes at that time is like a lawyer of today. They know the law of God very well.
他们可以做那个婚 婚约啊，离婚的那个文件啊。
They make all the contracts of marriage, divorces, whatever contracts.
每个村庄至少要有一个文士。
So every town would have at least one scribe.
为什么在这里文士，既然他知道圣经，他已经背得很熟，竟然说主耶稣是这个被鬼附着。
Many of the scribes can even recite the Old Testament scripture, but if they know the law of God so well, how did they have the wrong judgment that Jesus is Beelzebub?
因为他知道主耶稣不是一般人。
They know that Lord Jesus is not an ordinary person.
他主耶稣是那个弥赛亚的这个实现。
They know that Jesus is the manifestation of the Messiah.
连施洗约翰也证实说主耶稣就是从天上来的。
And even John the Baptist bore witness that Jesus Christ is the one who came from heaven above.
Okay, 在马可福音第一章。
And that was, we studied that in Mark chapter 1.
然后主耶稣本身也是说他就是神的儿子。
And Jesus himself admitted, I am the Son of God.
也是在马可福音第一章。
Also in Mark chapter 1.
OK, 然后呢但是那个文士还是要在那个政治上争权啊。
But in, the scribes still wanted to vie for power, struggle for power with Jesus.
主耶稣这里说他们是亵渎圣灵，对不对？
And so they tried to harm Jesus politically by saying that Jesus has demons.
亵渎的意思就是毁谤的意思。
And what does it mean? Blaspheme.Against Jesus, or it means to talk bad about someone.
这个希腊文，这个 blasphemio 就是那个亵渎的意思，就是把神的工作，把圣灵的工作讲成是魔鬼恶者的工作。
So verse 29, the word blasphemes, the vocabulary word means to treat the devil's work as God's work, or God's work as devil's work.
然后第二个讲法就是把物界的东西呀、啊、当成神，这个也是一种亵渎。
So one definition of blasphemy is attributing evil to God. Two, claiming a creature to be God is the second definition.
就是如果有一个人亵渎神了、啊，他的惩罚就是用石头把他打死。
And if
那个时候
at that time, if anybody blasphemed God, they can take the stone and cast the stone, kill him.
那为什么文士他们是在毁谤神呢
？So why do they want to blaspheme Jesus？
因为主耶稣明明就是圣灵的能力来赶鬼，那他们把他是说是用魔鬼的力量来赶鬼。
But Jesus was using God's power to cast out demons and heal people. Then why would they say that Jesus was using the power of demons？
Okay， 那最后要讲这个比喻哈，在这里25-27。
Oh, so the answer is because they want to, they for their pride, they want to struggle for power. That's why they blaspheme Jesus. Okay. So next part.
在25-27.
We want to talk about verse 25-27.
主耶稣解释。
And Jesus answered, explained.
他怎么可以用魔鬼的力量来赶魔鬼呢？
That it's illogical for Jesus to be using demon power to cast out demon.
他解释的方法就是这个好像一个家里面25-25。
From verse 25 to 27,
有一个壮士。
That in the house there is a strong man.
这个壮士呢，就是指着撒旦魔鬼。
And the strong man refers to Satan, demon.
这个家就是撒旦的国度。
And this house is the kingdom of Satan.
也可以指着世界，这个世界。
Or the world that we know today.
然后他的这个家具呢，他这个家，壮士家里面有家具，这个家具是指着什么？
And so inside the strong man's house, there are his goods. What does these goods refer to?
这家具代表的是这个在魔鬼权下的被魔鬼捆绑的这些人、啊、
These are the people that are in bondage to Satan in this world.
那有一个人就来到这个壮士家里面抢夺他的家具，这个人就是主耶稣。
And the person who comes in to bind a strong man, this devil, is Jesus Christ. He's strong enough to bind him.
Okay, 所以在启示录里面20章、啊、神、啊、把魔鬼撒旦也是捆住。
Revelation 20, it says that God can bind devil together with his power.
撒旦不可能用 自己的力量来捆住自己。
And Satan would not use his own power to bind himself.
这样的话，他的国度一定会败坏嘛。
Because if that's the case, he will divide his own kingdom and destroy his
own kingdom. 因为撒旦全部积极的权势就是要攻击神的能力。
Because all the purpose of the kingdom of Satan is to attack and oppose God's kingdom.
所以主耶稣是不可能用魔鬼的力量来赶走撒旦。
So there is no way that Lord Jesus would use the satanic power to cast out Satan.
我们教会也有很多见证证实说他们有些人是被魔鬼附着。
We also have many testimonies in our church where a person is possessed by a demon.
然后他们寻找办法，没有办法就去找，比如说拜偶像。
And when they could not be released from demon, they went to worship idols to ask for help.
还是找法师。
Or they go ask for a medium's help.
但是在这个过程当中，他们的病啊，他们被魔鬼附着的这病啊，越来越恶化。
And in seeking these evil sources for help, they actually get worse because the demon inside gets worse.
因为是魔鬼不可能赶走他自己。
Because the demonic powers cannot cast away the demons within.
好，在这个阶段有没有什么补充的还是问题？
So anybody have questions about this point? When Jesus was before he was crucified, at that time Jesus Christ has not become king yet. So the power of Satan is still very great in the world. So at that time, is there the special power from God to do these things? And Lord Jesus came in order to accomplish. The plan of God. In our age, our time, generation, Lord Jesus is king now. But now, the devil's work is even greater than back then. And so today, you will see sometimes demons casting out demons, you'll see that happening.The purpose is to confuse people so you would not know who is the true God. Because in this end time, the work of demons will be even greater.
好，还有什么要补充的吗？
Any other supplementary material?
没有的话，我就拿几分钟 ，OK， 来，因为这个是，这一班我们要查考基本教义哈。
So now we'd like to talk about who is Jesus.
在这个赞美诗的前面，赞美诗的最前面。
In the beginning of the hymn book, you'll find
有十条我们教会的信仰。
The basic belief of the true Jesus Church.
在前面，这个赞美诗的前面。
In the beginning of the hymn book.
第一条，我们一起念好不好
？And the first one, let's read it together.
Yang Inggris di belakang ya. Cuta Wanda, 再来一页。OK, 在那边，右边。对，来我们念。
OK, let's read it together.
信耶稣。
信耶稣。
是道成肉身，为拯救罪人，代死在十字架上。第三天复活升天，他也是，他是人类唯一之救主，天地之主宰，独一之真神。
Okay, so the first tenet or first basic belief of our True Jesus Church is to believe that Jesus Christ manifested in the flesh as from God. He came into the world to save sinners, so that through the cross, dying on a cross.And through his resurrection and ascension, he can now become the Lord and Savior to all. He is the only one true God and only Savior of mankind.
好，所以谁是主耶稣？
And so who is Jesus Christ?
第一个回答应该是谁？
Who? What's our answer? Who is Jesus?
Who is? Let me call. Yeah. Annie. 如果有人问你谁是耶稣，你怎么要回答？呀、yeah.。
杨，那是姓杨还是林？林，杨妈妈，是杨妈妈。谁是主耶稣？
谁是主耶稣？
是上帝儿子。是He is the Son of God. Yes.
Okay, 好。
那个是姓林，杨是不是？林妈妈是不是？林妈妈，林妈妈，你有补充吗？
那个
没有，林妈妈。你有没有补充吗？
哦，杨妈妈，杨妈妈，
你是杨，对对，可是你呢？你是林 ，right？ 林妈妈，你觉得是什么？主耶稣是谁？
主耶稣
啊。嗯。主耶稣是谁？你知道吗？
如果有人问你主耶稣是谁，你怎么回答？我们看一下圣经哦，看一下圣经 ，OK。
刘妈妈，刘妈妈，主耶稣是谁？是神的儿子。
神的儿子 ，OK， 好，好，蛮接近 ，OK。我们翻开一下好不好？答案在这里哦。
Let's look at the answer, OK? Make sure you remember this answer, who Jesus is.
约翰福音一章一节。
First John,
John.
John chapter 1 verse 1.
然后十四节 ，OK。
Verse 1 and verse 14.
我们找一个可以念又大声又清楚的来念出来。约翰福音一章一节，王叔叔，请你念。
第一节啊。
第一节又大声又清楚。
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
十四节。
四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典。
对，谢谢。所以呢，如果有人问你，就不是有人问你了，就是你在心里要明明确确的知道，圣经里面告诉我们，不是我们说的，不是别人告诉你的，是圣经里面写的十四节。
So, if you really need to know who Jesus is, it's what the Bible tells us who Jesus is, and it is told us here in John chapter 1 verse 1 and 14 very clearly, not what other people tell you, not what you think yourself, but what the scripture actually says.
That 主耶稣就是天地的主宰，创造天地万物的神，那个神只有独一真神，那个神道成肉身。
So Jesus Christ is that creator of the universe.He is God, the only true God, and he became flesh, who is Jesus Christ. So Jesus is God himself who created the universe.
主耶稣来到这个世上，你在圣经里面看到主耶稣有医病、赶鬼的能力，有很多权柄。
So when Jesus came into this world, he carries with him authority. He can heal diseases, he can cast out demons, he can do many things.
但是他的主要目的是什么？
But what was his primary purpose of coming into this world?
使徒行传二十六章
Acts chapter 26
使徒行传二十六章
Acts 26
十八节
Verse 18
来请一个人再念哦
Marianne
请你
刘露可以念吗
二十六章第十八节。对，所以谢谢，就是主耶稣来这世界上，虽然他有医病赶鬼。做很多行很多善事，但是他主要的目的就是来救我们这世人
的灵魂。 Acts 26, verse 18. Yes, when Jesus came into this world, he did a lot of good deeds, a lot of charity, helping people, healing diseases. But the primary purpose that Jesus Christ came into this world is to save the souls of the world.
连他自己的名字 okay, 在希腊文叫做 Jesus.
And even his name in Hebrew, Jesus.
意思就是神就是救恩。
It means that God saves.
神拯救, yeah, 神拯救
that he saves.
耶稣基督这个基督这个名号就是受膏者
Jesus Christ Christ means the anointed one
在英文叫做弥赛亚
In English is Messiah
okay, 我因为时间限制我要跳过很多很多那个 OK 然后 圣经里面、哦、很多很多经节告诉我们耶稣就是天上的神的名字
And there's many verses in the Bible that says the name of Jesus is actually the name of God himself in heaven above
他不只是一个人他也是同时也是完完全全的神
He is not only a manifestation in flesh as a human He is also fully God
我们来翻开罗马书第九章第五节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 9, verse 5. Romans chapter 9, verse 5.
这里、哦、非常的清楚告诉我们耶稣就是那位神。
And here it tells us very clearly that Jesus Christ is in fact God himself.
来，我们谁来念？
啊，刘妈妈，
第五节，第九章第五节，第五节，对。
列祖就是他们的祖宗，按照礼受，基督也是从他们来的，他是在万有之上，永远可颂称颂的神。
这里在讲主耶稣基督，对不对
？So here in verse 5 it says talking about Jesus Christ, right?
主耶稣就是万有之上永远可称颂的神。
He is that Christ, the eternally blessed God.
主耶稣就是永远可称颂的神。
So Jesus Christ is who is over all the eternally blessed God. This is very clear.
我们常常念的就是以赛亚书九章六节。
And we also often read in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 also.
九章六节啊。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. 刘妈妈，你可以念吗？哎，九章六节，以赛亚书九章六节。
对，这里在讲主耶稣的诞生，这个是在旧约已经在prophesy
预言
主耶稣的诞生，在以前在旧约几千年的时候就已经预言说有一个主耶稣会诞生，他就是全能的神。
So here is already a prophecy, the titles of God who will come in the flesh, who's Christ, and these are his and how he will be manifested.
他不但是神的儿子，他是神本身。
He is not just the Son of God, he is God himself.
所以耶稣不是一个平凡人。
So Lord Jesus Christ is not just any ordinary human being.
他的出生在旧约已经预言得很清楚。
His birth has already been foretold in the Old Testament many hundreds of years ago.
出生的地点。
Where he will be born.
出生的时候。
When he will be born.
怎么样的方法来出生
？And how he will be born？
他是大卫的子孙。
That he will be the descendant of line of King David。
我们如果翻开来，马太福音一章的时候，就实现了他是大卫的子孙来的。
Matthew chapter 1 has a genealogy showing that Jesus is the descendant of David。
然后主耶稣要怎么样？他的死也是被预言在旧约。
And also, the crucifixion of Jesus is also prophesied in the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚书十一章说他要被用三十两银子被卖。
Zechariah chapter 30 foretells that he will be betrayed for 30 shekels of silver. Chapter 11.
然后主耶稣要担当我们的罪，以赛亚书五十三章。
And Jesus will bear our sins, Isaiah chapter 53.
那主耶稣本身也告诉他的门徒。时间哪一个时间，主耶稣就会被卖，然后被钉十字架，然后死了，第三天又再复活。
And it was very clear how Jesus would die on the cross, how he would be buried, and how he would resurrect on the third day.
这些经节啊，我都有列出来，但是没有时间跟大家分享，因为时间限制。
We have a lot of verses on these, but because of time, this is all we can speak about now.
所以这个天上这么伟大，有这么。这么多的天使来服侍的神啊，竟然来到世上。
So this great and mighty God who is in heaven above, he is willing to come down and humble himself to serve us.
为的是给我们开一条路，那条路就是他死在十字架上为我们流血。
The purpose he manifested in the flesh is so that he could die for us, bleed for our sins so that we can be saved.
因为只有靠着他的血，我们才可以让我们的罪得到赦免。
Right. Before, unless he sheds his blood, there would be no atonement for our sins.
他的血流出来，流到我们身上的时候，就是在我们受洗，奉主耶稣圣名受洗的时候。
And the way that we can receive this way of salvation is to receive his blood to atone for our sins. And the way to receive this blood is through water baptism.
如果我们觉得，诶，我没有罪呀。我觉得我不用被受洗。
If I think, I don't have sin, so I don't need to be baptized.
其实哦，如果按照圣经来看
，Actually, according to the Bible,
我们有除了我们的原罪
，We have actually original sin.
亚当跟夏娃犯罪的传下来给我们的原罪以外
，The inherited sin from Adam and Eve, the first progenitors of the human race.
如果我们翻开那个，那个叫做Exodus。出埃及记二十章
，And then in Exodus chapter 20, it has
神的十条诫命
，has the Ten Commandments of God
归纳于两个部分
，and it could be distilled into two major commands.
第一个部分就是对神方面
，the first four commands about loving God.
我们亏欠了神
，we have fallen short of God's standard.
我们犯了没有敬拜真神的罪。
We have committed the sin of not worshiping the one true God, our Creator.
没有按照神的话来敬拜真神的罪。
We have not worshiped God in accordance to His commands.
然后下面第五条到第十条。
And then the following commandments, number 6 to 10.
爱人类的那个罪。
Is to love others as ourselves. We have committed that sin as well.
我们无法按照我们的力量来。
So we are unable to love others according to our own power.
所以我们就是罪人，我们需要主耶稣的宝血。
So because we are sinful, we need to get the water baptism to fully cleanse us of our sins.
我们需要被再洗，再用正确的方法奉主耶稣的名。让我们的罪得赦。
If we did not receive the right baptism, we need to receive the correct baptism now, according to the word of God, to fully wash away our sins.
因为要借着主耶稣的名字。
And we will wash away our sins through the name of Jesus Christ.
我们的天地的主宰。
He is the creator of heaven and earth.
这个天地的主宰这个字哦，是哥罗西书一章。十六节那里写的。
And this is written in Colossians
我们回家可以慢慢看。哥罗西书一章十六节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
主耶稣就是那个创造天地万物的神。
And the Lord Jesus is that creator of the heavens and earth.
他是我们唯一的救主。
He is our only savior.
我们可以只能靠他来得救。
We can only be saved through Jesus Christ and no one else.
我还有很多资料要。要说
still a lot we can share next time.
但是没有时间，现在我请 Livy 姐妹 来做见证。
So thank God, we're going to invite Sister Livy to come and testify. 她要讲印尼话，那你要讲什么话？Can you try to do it in English, you think? Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Let us pray in silence.
让我们同心默祷。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，做见证。
How I help my children through prayer.
我怎么样以祷告来帮助我的孩子
？I have been asked to testify several times already, but I always refused.
我已经很多次 被邀请来做见证，但是我一直推迟。
I gave many excuses, but it was mainly because I'm afraid to speak in public.
我用很多理由来推迟，其实我是很在大众面前讲话，我非常紧张。
Moreover, I considered my life to be quite average.
我也把我的生命当作是很平凡。
Nothing particularly special.
没有一些特殊的情况。
In comparison to others' testimonies,
尤其是跟别人的见证来比的时候
，such as healing from, terminal illnesses.
好像别人的见证有关，从绝症被医治的经验。
Being rescued from fatal accidents.
有遇到很大的患难，然后被拯救出来。
Or receiving visions.
还是看意象
，and so many, good testimony.
还有其他很好的见证。
However, I began to think.
然后我开始想
，Is it really necessary for me to wait for God?
我是不是要等，一直等到神的时间呢
？To bring calamity and His help in order for me to finally testify.
等到神让我遇到患难，然后把我拯救出来，我才要。为他的名做见证呢。
I then realized that in every life circumstance, I have real miracles of Jesus Christ's providence.
我已经发觉到在生命中的每一个步骤，我的确是领受到神很丰盛的恩典。
My husband and I, along with our two children,
我先生跟我还有我的孩子们
originated from Jakarta, Indonesia.
我们是从印尼的雅加达。
We immigrated to America in November 1998.
1998年的11月，我们移民到美国。
I was baptized in True Jesus Church, but my husband at the time was still a Buddhist.
我已经在真耶稣教会受洗了，但是我的先生当时还是一个佛教徒。
Although he never wanted to go to church during our time in Jakarta.
虽然他在印尼是一直拒绝来跟我去上教会。
He was willing to go to church when we came to America.
我们来到美国以后，他愿意来教会。
And thank God for allowing our two children to be baptized in May 2001 at Irvine Church.
也感谢神，他允许我的两个孩子在尔湾教会这里，2001年的五月受洗。
At that time, our daughter was 8 years old and my son, 4 years old.
那个时候，我的女儿，八岁，我的儿子四岁。
Since we moved to this country, we always register our children to attend the annual student spiritual convocations.
自从我们搬到这个国家，我们每年都把孩子，送到那个教会举办的学生灵恩会。
At this event, children learn about the Bible, to testify, to pray for the Holy Spirit.And other spiritual activities to build their spirituality.
在这个神训班当中呢，我们的孩子就学习到读圣经，怎么样求圣灵，还有怎么样依靠神来面对生活上的很多问题。
We are grateful because they are both obedient children and they do not cause trouble at school or at home.
我们很感谢神，我们的孩子都很听话，蛮听话，在学校还是在家里都不会做出一些坏事情。
I still remember when the first time we came to this country, someone said to me that raising a child in this country is not easy.
我记得我们刚移民来的时候, 有人跟我讲说, 在这个国家, 养孩子是非常难的。
Because there was so many freedom here.
因为在, 这里有很多自由。
She said that it's like experience to living in a jungle filled with danger.
就好像在森林里, 森林里面活着, 遇到很多的那个危险。
That is why we have to be extra carefully to raising a child here.
所以呢, 我们要养儿女, 在这个国家要特别的小心。
Thank to Lord Jesus. Every time our children finish spiritual convocation, they change in behavior completely.
感谢主耶稣, 每次他们参加那个学生灵恩会以后, 他们的行为就, 完全的转变。
They were so obedient and respectful to their parents.
他们非常的听话, 非常的尊敬父母。
However, life does not always move smoothly.
但是, 生命不只是每次都一帆风顺的。
It was at that time that my daughter entered her first year of middle school.
那一年我的女儿, 上了那个, 中学第一年。
She began to enter into teenage.
她开始进入这个十几岁的这个阶段。
She started to grow stubborn and develop her own opinions.
她开始有自己的个人意见, 然后也变成固执了。
Her opinion different from what our as parents, and then often we fought.
他自己, fight
each other.
他的个人意见太强, 而且跟我们的也有不一样, 所以我们就常常, 吵架。
Finally, one day I found that she began to close with a certain boy.
有一天我发现他跟一位异性走得很近。
She once said that her friends typically already started to date.
她曾经跟我说，她的朋友大家都开始有男朋友了。
She felt that she did not want to be different from her friends.
她觉得她不要跟别人不同。
And she also wanted to date like her other friends.
她也是要有一个异性朋友，像她的其他朋友一样。
Of course, I greatly disapproved because she was not old enough.
当然我是大大的反对, 因为我觉得她还没有成熟。
However, as an adolescent, she was stubborn and refused to listen to what I had to say.
但是在她的那个年龄层, 她就是, 完全的固执, 也不要听我所说的话。
But thank God, one thing that brought me peace, that she told me that she had a close friend, but she would not cross the line.
但是我也后来就变成 得到平安， 因为他告诉我， 虽然他有跟一个 朋友走得很近， yeah. 但是他不会越过界限。
She wanted to show her friends that she could have find someone.
他只是想要 show给别人看， 他可以找到 一个男朋友。
Thank God that I believe this is because the result that I registering them to SAC every year.
感谢主, 我觉得这个成果就是因为我每年把它报名进去那个, 学生灵恩会。
However, still in my heart,
但是在我心里,
I'm so worried.
我很担心,
because Satan is always working.
因为魔鬼常常工作。
So I always reminded her to be carefully.
所以我常常提醒她要小心。
Then I kneel down and pray to God, ask that God to change my daughter's heart.
我常常跪下来祷告, 求神改变我女儿的心。
Because I believe only God who can change everyone's heart.
因为我相信只有神才能够改变我们每个人的心。
So I pleaded to God to move my daughter.
所以我求神来改, 来感动我的女儿。
Eventually some time passed.
然后一些时间, 过去了一些时间。
One day I was working when suddenly I received an email from my friend.
有一天我在上班的时候, 我接到一个 email.
Yeah, this friend is an old friend that never contact me.
从一个很久没有联系的朋友来, 送给我一个邮件。
She asked me how was I was doing.
她问候我。
Finally, without reason, I told her about my problems, that my daughter is now a teenage, stubborn, difficult to advise, and out of control.
所以最后我就向他, 哭诉我的那个我说我的女儿非常的固执不听话。
Afterwards, she told me that to give my daughter a book.
最后她也跟我讲说，你给她一本书。
To buy a book in a Christian store that so she can read, and then she will have a better understanding about Christian life.
她建议我去那个基督教的那个书店去买一本书，让她能够明白怎么变成一个好的基督徒。
She also immediately wanted to take me to that Christian book.
她这个人也马上想要跟我去那个基督教的这个书店。
Yeah, that bookstore is not far from my work.
那个书店离我工作的地方不远。
Also, incidentally, my friend's workplace were only one block from my office.
刚好我的那位朋友也在离我公司不远的地方上班。
When I arrived at the bookstore, I looked for the book that I wanted.
我来到那个书店之后，我就寻找我想要看的书。
And finally, a book caught my eye.
结果有一本书，我就发觉到。
It's titled Every Young Woman's Battle by Every Young Woman's Battle.
Battle. 每一个年轻女孩的。Battles, 战, 征战。
I saw that this book was $15.
我看到这本书是15块。
Because I didn't enjoy reading books, so I think that this is very expensive for me.
因为读书不是我的爱好，所以我觉得这本书蛮贵的。
But because I really wanted that my daughter read this book and then change her mind.
因为我非常需要这本书，让我的女儿能够改变主意，所以我买了。
And I skimmed the summary, and it's good enough for her to read.
我看到那个简介，我就觉得这本书不错，可以让他读。
So finally, I bought this book.
最后我就买下来了。
When I arrived at home,
我的
I thought again about returning this book because it's too expensive for me.
我还想要赶快去退这本书，因为我觉得这个蛮贵的。
I don't know for some reason, I didn't return this book.
但是后来我不知道为什么，我也没有把它退回去。
At the time, our family also planned to go a week-long tour bus.
那个时候，我们一家人也本来就打算，用一个礼拜的时间去度假。
Once we were seated at the bus,
坐在那个游览的时候
I prayed and then I gave this book to my daughter.
我祷告了以后，我就把这本书送给我的女儿去读。
Because it was a long trip, my daughter read the book.
因为那趟路很远，所以很长，那我的女儿就把它读了。
After about an hour had passed, she asked me why I had just now shared this book with her.
一个小时以后，她就问我，你为什么等到现在才给我这本书呢？
I was confused why she asked this question.
我觉得很奇怪，为什么她问这种问题？
She said that if she had read this book earlier, she might have left her relationship sooner.
他说如果他早点能够读这本书的话，他就早一点能够离开他这个跟一个男友的关系。
She also said that once we ended the tour, she will talk to the boy and then just finish the relationship and being friend.
他说这个旅游完了以后，他就马上要跟那个男友一刀两断。
My heart immediately praised the Lord.Oh, thank God, Hallelujah!
我在心里马上跳起，觉得在心里跳起来 ，Hallelujah! 感谢主耶稣。
Praise Lord Jesus, that He is really Almighty God.
赞美主耶稣，因为他真的是有全能，是全能的神。
I believe that I met with my old friend is not just a coincidence.
我相信我跟那个很久没有联系的朋友遇上了。
But rather,
是不是一个巧合
？But rather God's planning.
但是那个是神的旨意。
I believe that it's not because the book that changed my daughter's heart.
我相信不是那本书改变了我女儿的心。
But rather God Himself that worked through the book as a tool.
却是神本身用那本书当作器皿来改变她。
Since that day, as a parent, I always came to God whenever I face.Difficulty in communication with my kids.
自从那天以后，成为一个母亲，如果我遇到什么 难题的话，我就常常寻找神来找答案。
I really believe that God, only God who can change people's heart.
我真的相信只有神才能够让一个人回心转意。
Whatever we ask to Lord Jesus in His name with faith, He surely grant.
我们在任何事上求主耶稣，用他的名来求，他一定会听。
Just as mentioned in John 14, verse 14.
就好像在约翰福音十四章十四节所记载的。
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
你如果奉我的名求什么，我会成全。
I also always remember to pray for my children every day.
我也常常为我的孩子每天祷告。
Because I know that my mom never forgot to pray for me every day until now.
因为我知道我的母亲每天都为我祷告。
I feel that
直到如今。
I feel that it is.Because my mom's prayer that my life has been very smooth within the care of Jesus Christ.
我也深信说我的生活能够这么平安无事，也是因为我母亲为我的代祷。
This is my testimony.
以上就是我的见证。
May all the honor and glory belong to God's name only.
愿一切的尊贵荣耀称颂全部都归于主耶稣基督。
Let us pray in silence.
让我们一起默祷。
Amen.
Go ahead. Conclude this. Yeah, conclude. 好，我们今天的聚会就到这里为止。有大家有什么问题吗？还是？如果有问题的话，我们就
等到三点半哈。Oh, so thank God we have a wonderful testimony. We really thank God. We want to praise God also because it took Levi a lot of courage for doing that. So we really want to thank God for that. And we also want to thank God that we have some visitors with us today. This is brother from North Carolina. Brother James from North Carolina, we're really happy.
我们感谢神，那个Levi 是鼓起很大的勇气，才能够上来这里做见证。然后我们今天也欢迎一些跟我们在一起的弟兄姐妹。我们从北卡来的James 弟兄。
So thank God, you know, Isaiah 43 verse 10 tells us. Let's turn to the verse.
感谢主，以赛亚书四十三章。第十节告诉我们。
Let's look at that, okay?
我们来翻开以赛亚书。
Isaiah 43:10. The Bible says that you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there is no God form, nor shall there be after me.
所以说，主神说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。即使这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是神。”
So we are the witnesses of God.
我们就是神的见证人。
And even though sometimes we are very scared to share about our personal testimony.
虽然有时候我们非常的胆怯，没有勇气来讲我们自己的见证。
But here it says that God chose us.To be His witness.
但是这里说神拣选我们，来做他的见证人。
To be His servant.
做他的仆人。
What's the purpose for us to know Him and to believe Him?
这个是有什么目的呢？就是可以让我们知道，还有信服神。
If we know Him and we believe Him and we understand Him, then it is our job to witness that He is the Creator of the universe to someone else, to our neighbors, to our friends.To our family.
如果我们可以知道信神，而且相信这个神的话，我们就可以鼓起勇气来做见证给我们的家人、我们的朋友、我们的邻居，告诉他们神就是造天地万物的主宰。
The spiritual convocation's at hand.
我们的灵恩会即将来临。
It is our job, every one of our jobs.
这是我们的任务，每一个人的任务。
That God has called us to be His witness.
神已经召我们来做他的见证人。
So we must witness.
我们一定要见证，勇敢的见证。
And just like even though Livy thought her testimony is nothing, but actually to me is very, very amazing to me. And I'm sure to other people, because I know every one of us struggle with our children.
虽然丽菲姐妹觉得她的见证没有什么，其实对我们来讲，这个是非常深入的感动我，因为我们在很多方面都挣扎如何做当一个好母亲。
You know, it's maybe easier to have a sickness healed, right? Sometimes to just have, be healed of a sickness.
有时候可能病了得医治还比较简单。
But sometimes to be able to have God perform a surgery to transform your child's heart when your parent's heart aches, as we heard of the sermon this morning.
但是有时候呢，要神来好像开动手术一样，改变我们心孩子的心理呢，好像我们今天我们所听的道理，我们做身为父母亲的心痛啊。
And we cannot do that except through the Holy Spirit.
我们没有办法达到这个境界，除了靠圣灵以外。
Holy Spirit can make up for our mistakes as parents.
圣灵可以帮助我们补足我们的不足。
And we as parents always make so many mistakes.
我们当父母亲一直都犯错。
But the Holy Spirit is our best gift that we have in this church.
我们在教会里面，圣灵就是我们至宝。
Now, if you pray for the Holy Spirit today, Holy Spirit can help you help your family and children.
如果你今天求圣灵的话，圣灵可以帮助你，帮助你的家人，帮助你的孩子。
And this Holy Spirit is a spirit of God himself.
这圣灵也是神的灵，神本身的灵。
He is God because he created the heavens and earth.
他是神，因为他创造天地万物。
No other so-called God can claim they created the heavens and earth.
没有别的人可以称他是神。 也没有人可以说他创造天地万物。
Thank God.
感谢神。来，我们一起起立，祷告，结束今天的聚会。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，感谢主耶稣。哈利路亚。